In today's news headlines, the third night of the Democratic National Convention featured several party stars and heavy hitters, most notably former President Barack Obama, who issued his most scathing and brutally honest critique of Donald Trump so far.
I never expected that my successor would embrace my vision or continue my policies. I did hope, for the sake of our country, that Donald Trump might show some interest in taking the job seriously. That he might come to feel the weight of the office and discover some reverence for the democracy that had been placed in his care. But he never did. For close to 4 years now, he has shown no interest in putting in the work. No interest in finding common ground, no interest in using the awesome power of his office to help anyone but himself and his friends. No interest in treating the presidency as anything but one more reality show that he can use to get the attention he craves. Donald Trump hasn't grown into the job because he can't. And the consequences of that failure are severe. This administration has shown it will tear our democracy down if that's what it takes for them to win. So we have to get busy building it up by pouring all our efforts into these 76 days and by voting like never before for Joe and Kamala and candidates up and down the ticket so that we leave no doubt about what this country that we love stands for.
That's Barack Obama speaking at the DNC on Wednesday evening, the third night of the Democratic National Convention. President Trump, clearly rankled by Obama's criticism, anger tweeted several times in capital letters during the speech. Obama's Secretary of State and the winner of the popular vote in the 2016 presidential race, Hillary Clinton, also addressed the virtual gathering, warning Americans of the importance of voting.
This can't be another woulda, coulda, shoulda election. If you vote by mail, request your ballot now and send it back right away. If you vote in person, do it early. Become a poll worker. Most of all, no matter what, vote. As Michelle Obama and Bernie Sanders warned us, if Trump is reelected, things will get even worse. That's why we need unity now more than ever.
That's former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton speaking at the DNC. California Senator Kamala Harris made history in becoming the first Black and first Asian person of any major party to accept the vice presidential nomination and the second woman after Geraldine Ferraro to accept the vice presidential nomination for the Democratic Party. Here is part of her speech.
I accept your nomination for Vice President of the United States of America. I do so committed to the values she taught me, to the word that teaches me to walk by faith and not by sight, and to a vision passed on through generations of Americans, one that Joe Biden shares, a vision of our nation as a beloved community where all are welcome. No matter what we look like, no matter where we come from, or who we love. A country where we may not agree on every detail, but we are united by the fundamental belief that every human being is of infinite worth, deserving of compassion, dignity, and respect.
That's Kamala Harris accepting the Democratic Party's vice presidential nomination on Wednesday night. On Thursday, the fourth and final night of the convention, Joe Biden will accept the presidential nomination. Hoping to upstage Biden, Trump has announced a plan to speak at an event in Pennsylvania, outlining his rival's failings. Trump's former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon has been arrested on charges of fraud, along with three other men. New York federal prosecutors charged the group with misusing millions of dollars raised from a private crowdfunding campaign to finance the president's pet project of a border wall with Mexico. Although all four claimed their group, We Build the Wall, would be run by volunteers, Bannon and his colleagues spent significant portions of the money on their own personal use, using shell companies and fake invoices to try to hide the paper trail. According to the Washington Post, quote, Bannon was taken into custody off of the coast of Westbrook, Connecticut, while aboard a 150-foot yacht owned by his friend, Chinese billionaire Guo Wengui, who is wanted by authorities in Beijing on charges of fraud, blackmail, and bribery. Trump has distanced himself from Bannon and the project, but just 1 year ago, the president's own son, Donald Jr., appeared as a special guest at a speaking event hosted by We Build the Wall, and he lauded their efforts, saying, "What you guys are doing is amazing." The group also offered autographed copies of Trump Jr.'s books in exchange for donations. A federal judge has just ruled that Trump must turn over 8 years' worth of personal and business tax returns to the New York District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. in a case involving the investigation of potential criminal activity by the Trump Organization. The president's lawyers are likely to appeal the ruling all the way to the Supreme Court, and it would be the second time the case would go before the nation's highest court. Trump on Wednesday expressed support for the shadowy conspiracy group QAnon, saying,
"Well, I don't know much about the movement other than I understand they like me very much, which I appreciate, but I don't know much about the movement. I have heard that it is gaining in popularity, and I've heard these are people that love our country."
That's Trump giving his blessing to a movement of right-wing conspiracy theorists who believe, among other things, that Trump is saving America from a Democratic Party that is a satanic cult of pedophiles and cannibals. Recently, one QAnon member won a GOP primary in Georgia, and Trump dubbed her a, quote, rising star. In economic news, unemployment claims are once more up, breaking through the 1 million mark. The Labor Department's latest figures from jobless benefits filed last week shows an increase after a minor decrease from the week before. The numbers underscore the desperate and urgent need for economic relief for Americans in a bill that has stalled in Congress after Senate Republicans balked at spending money on ordinary people. Meanwhile, a new study has found that at the intersection of the pandemic and related economic collapse, many working mothers have been forced to give up their jobs and turn to childcare in the home. In California, a utilities worker and a helicopter pilot were killed fighting the raging fires in the Bay Area that have blanketed the region in smoke and burned more acres of land so far than in all of 2019. The fires were ignited by about 11,000 lightning strikes in hot, dry, and windy conditions during a record-breaking heat wave. Californians are having to choose between running their air conditioning as they keep their windows closed in 90-degree weather to keep out the smoke, or risking power outages in rolling blackouts, and that's if they have air conditioning at all. And finally, the state of Michigan has reached a $600 million settlement with defendants in a five-year-long case over the Flint water crisis. The money will go into a fund that will directly benefit victims of the water crisis, in particular, young people who are disproportionately impacted. And that does it for our news headlines.